Hi, hey. Nice to see everyone. It is the 17th of August. This is our 8 a.m. call for our second module 9 group chat. And last week we looked at your own compass, your own kind of internal compass, how you access your self-belief, self-worth, self-trust, self-acceptance. How we can use the tools in the compass to begin to explore those qualities and kind of bring them alive. And this week we're going to talk about how to work with this with your clients and get some ideas for that. But I just want to check in. The homework for last week, and you may or may not have had time to do this, depending on when you meet with your pod. But I'm just curious to know, like, the invitation for homework was to look at your own challenges that are coming up for you now and to play with some of the tools from the Compass module. And I'm just wondering if anyone wants to share how that went, what came up in your pod, if you have any questions, anything that worked or didn't work, or just anything you want to let the group know that was impactful for you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Cold, but I'm well.
Yes. Horrible weather, isn't it, for August? Anyway, moving swiftly on, it's England. Yeah. What do we expect?
Exactly.
Our pod this last week was we had internet problems, so it kind of didn't happen. However, I was working through the module booklet and I thought, oh, let me have a go at one of the visualizations.
Yeah.
And so I did the sovereign visualization. And I have to say, I found it really, really powerful. And I'm a little bit of a cynic when it comes to visualizations and stuff like that. And so I wasn't sure, but I kind of sat with it. And I've been also doing the Internal Family Systems Association, or whatever they're called, doing a course, and I've been doing that as well. And I don't know whether or not I was influenced by the parts work and etc. But yeah, I found it really powerful. And I think for the first time in a really long time, I created a vision, which I've never done. And so I'm going to follow that through. I was talking to Katie, and I met yesterday, and I said I was going to create my task is to maintain my lack of cynicism and do a visioning board based on the vision that I created for 3 years after the sovereign. So, so it was really interesting. And I don't usually do stuff like that. So I was really pleasantly surprised at what came up. And it did come up from nowhere. It felt like it came up from nowhere. So it was really interesting.
Oh, good for you. I love that happened. And I think it's interesting, isn't it? Because it was, I'm halfway through training in IFS, that they have three levels of training. I'm sort of just about to start too. And they that has really helped me to kind of find a way into visualizations, which I always found a bit pretendy, a bit like, is it my imagination? Is it my soul? What, you know, like, and I got too much in my head around it to really relax. I wonder if it sounds like we sort of share that, maybe that experience a little bit.
Yeah, or, oh, I have to see something and have to feel something. Whereas for this, it really was, you know, this stuff came up. And stuff that's never really come up before. So, you know, it was just like, oh, that's surprising. So whether or not I relax, and also I've done a little bit of parts work with Liz as well, my coach. So, you know, whether or not I've kind of, you know, my inner has relaxed a little bit and said, it's okay, just go with it and see what happens. And if nothing does. And it did. So
amazing. Well, I've been really influenced by IFS in terms of that too. So I'm super glad that happened. Yeah, amazing. Yeah, and Susie's saying really struggling with visualization too. I think there's nothing worse, is there, when you feel like I'm just doing it wrong. It's not, nothing's coming, and I don't really know if what I'm imagining is is right. But having done this now with a few clients in sessions and also given them a recording, which I've given you all the scripts, so you can just re-record that in your own voice and send it out to your clients if you want to. And having had that experience with clients, it's amazing what comes up. I think if we just take the pressure off and say, whatever happens, happens, you might imagine something, you might see it as a story, then that all is the right answer. Yeah. Fantastic. Nice work, Helen. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Anyone else want to share anything that's come up as they've been playing with the Compass tools? Anything is on your to-do list this week, perhaps? Well, the chat is open, so feel free to share as we move through. So I'm just going to share my screen so we've got some notes to look at. So for this call, we're just going to revisit like the purpose of this module, sort of what we're doing here, just because I think I need to hear things two or three times before it sinks in. And we're going to talk about coaching with your clients this week and do a little bit of small group work as well. So quite an interactive session today, I hope, and something that is going to hopefully give you some stuff that you can play with for working with your clients and even just marketing to your clients, right, can be a way to invite them in to start having these conversations with you about working with you. So just to revisit a little bit more about our Compass, this model that we're working with, the self-belief coaching model, that all of these resources live within the client at various levels of development. They may or may not be familiar to the client. They may or may not identify with these resources. But as self-belief coaches, we know that all of these resources live within the client. They may just be a little hidden from view. They may not be particularly well developed. And so our work is to help our clients to build a relationship with each of these parts of themselves. To start to see that they don't need to default to kind of archetypal type beliefs and behaviors, that they always have choices. And our main aim, remember, is to help the client feel resourced, right? So we talked last week about the three R's of, you know, the kind of aims of helping our clients build these resources, is that we want them to feel reassured that their self-doubt is here for a good reason, that there's nothing's gone wrong. And also to help them to make sense of those experiences, kind of organize their minds around what is happening, and to feel resourced, which is the most important part, to be able to lean into their healthy self to take the next step, whatever that is. Maybe an action, but it may not be. And the idea behind all of this is that we're helping our clients to expand their own sense of what's possible for them, who they are, their self-concept, what they're able to do and be. They can start to access these parts outside of sessions, right? So we want to help them to build this relationship that they have with these different aspects of themselves, self-belief, self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-trust. They may meet them in the conversations that we have in sessions, but the idea is that this starts to become part of who they are. It becomes their sort of default voice inside of them. And we get to show them that they can always choose to listen to their healthy self. And this means that the client is growing. They're not just coming to us as self-belief coaches for kind of traditional coaching, if you like. It's a developmental journey. They are they're able to expand their awareness of their survival strategies, their protective beliefs and behaviors, you know, how and why they show up, but really positively impact their own sensitivity to different risks, so that their self-concept starts to expand and grow and encompass their healthy self. Yeah. And it means that this is what I believe transformative coaching is made up of. It's not just that the client is maybe able to meet a goal, although for some people that is the path to this work. It's not that just that they achieve goals or meet expectations for themselves or start changing different things in their lives. It's that their sense of who they are expands to fit this new version of them. We're the kind of, I guess, the trusted advisors are along the way going, hey, that sounded like your protector speaking there. Let's look at that. Why does that come up, right? So all of these tools and concepts are designed to help the client expand their self-concept. So how the heck do we do that with our particular clients, right? So I wanted us to spend a little bit of time in this call. I'm just reading Catherine's note and enjoying the importance of self-worth and its overlap with self-leadership and the healthy adult self. Love that, Catherine. And I think this is the thing that I've started to really kind of sink into. At the moment, like I sort of lean into different aspects of the compass at different times. At the moment, I'm having a real play with self-worth. Like, can I keep my promises to myself? So I want to lose a bit of weight at the moment. And I'm really leaning into that healthy self. I'm going to plan what I'm going to eat. And then I'm going to have some boundaries with myself. And I'm going to speak compassionately, like lead myself towards this. Just really leaning into, and a really practical thing, how can I use my self-worth warrior self to help me do this? And it's so much more fun than ever having done this before. And it feels like, oh, I'm totally seeing like this is just about leaning into the healthy self all the time, every time. So I completely get that. And I think what happens is that you start to see the whole compass as a system. It's always working to support you. So like I'm just thinking about my own experience at the moment of wanting to lose some weight. And, you know, that requires, yes, the self-worth of keeping promises to myself and, you know, the space that I'm kind of taking up in my own life. But it's also about, you know, that connection with my own body and paying attention to my hunger signals. And it's also about kind of the wisdom of my body, like really trusting in that I'm going to know when I've had enough and I'm going to know when I'm eating. That's all about not feeling something. And I can come back to that lover part and just feel the feeling. And it's all leading me, you know, the sovereign's in charge of all of this, like setting the vision of, you know, what it would be like to get back into my, you know, size 12 jeans. So all of this is kind of, you know, it's on a really kind of pedestrian, I guess, kind of goal. But at the same time, I'm really seeing that all of these parts fit together and they're there to support me. So as we move into module 10 and we're really looking at like goals and plans, the real practical kind of meat and potatoes of coaching, you can start to see how this taking a goal through the lens of your own inner compass and those resources totally changes the game, just makes it come alive a little more. Okay, so I'm super glad that is happening for you, Catherine. That's brilliant to know. I thought what we would talk about today, just because I think it's great to kind of know this for yourself, but so helpful to know this for your clients, is how you can tailor your the compass for your clients, how you can look at the through the lens of your particular flavor of coaching, how might this positively impact your work with clients? And this is what I found, is that no matter what kind of coaching you're doing, whether it's leadership coaching or you're working with teenagers or you're working with executives, if it's about weight loss and health, if it's about, not that those two are necessarily correlated, if it's about activism, if it's about creativity, it doesn't really matter what kind of coaching you've chosen. You can tailor these resources, these universal resources of self-belief, self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-trust, so that they're meaningful for your particular client, right? So that's what we're going to do today. And This may help to clarify some things for you if you're not quite sure what your flavor of this work actually is yet, if it's feeling a little broad in general. So we're going to do a couple of self-reflective exercises, just to kind of journal on what's going on for your clients, and then we'll do some small group work as well to start helping you brainstorm some ideas. Okay. So if you've got a pen and paper handy, the first question is, the main challenges that I see my clients facing are, and just list down a few things that are going on for your clients. And I've just shared my screen so you can kind of see that the next question, which is, you know, I see my clients thinking, feeling, saying, and doing. So you may even want to create that quadrant grid on your page and just jot down a few things. What do they say they think about? What do you see them feeling, or how do they describe how they feel? What are they saying to themselves, and what are they doing or not doing? Just take a few moments to jot that down. Just trust that you know. Make some assumptions that are educated guesses. Just a top tip for anyone who's looking at trying to create content to speak to clients. I do this all the time. What are they thinking, feeling, saying, doing, right? And really get a sense of what are they doing before they work with me, and then what are they doing after, right? And so you fill out two of these grids, and it will really spark up all the value of your work with clients. So the third question to ask, or to answer rather, reflect on, is as you read over what you've written, just jot down, what do you think their protector believes about the challenges that they're facing? What does your client's protector believe about their challenges? Does anybody want to just share, like, maybe some themes that are coming up for them, or like, oh, I really get a sense this is the main thing for my clients, or there's a couple of things that are coming up? No right answers here. Obviously, we're just gathering some raw data. It may be really hard formed, but feel free to just put your hand up if you're thinking, yeah, I'm getting a handle on how this relates. Yeah, Janelle.
Hi, Seth. Hi, everyone. Hope your days are starting well. I think I really like these questions, Sass, because it did bring forward a few things for me. And I was thinking specifically of two clients and one that I'm meeting with, a new one that I'm meeting with on Thursday, who I've read the questionnaire of. And a few things that have come up is around that they don't really have a clear vision for what they want. They want to fix everything, and they'd like to fix it all now. If we could do the whole lot at once, that'd be good. They've got to the point in their lives of they're wondering, is this it? And they're wondering about the whole point of what they've been doing up till now. So they've been on some sort of journey that now has them questioning the point.
Yeah.
They're thinking that they are old, boring, life's over, it's too late, is this it, feeling sad and frustrated. They're saying, I'm too, and then adding any word after that. I'm too old, too boring, it's too late. So there's lots of that. And they seem to be doing or not doing, they're procrastinating and somehow protecting themselves from the risk of, I think, mainly rejection or failure. For some, it's potentially conflict. And then I think what their protector might be saying is that it's too dangerous. So, again, everything's big. It's too dangerous to find out. So what if I go and do something and I find out that I am too old, or that I, you know, I'm not clever enough, or I can't do the things? What if I find that out and that's really dangerous?
Yeah.
But I hadn't thought about it in those terms until I just wrote all of that out just then.
It's amazing to me, this exercise, because it really does kind of map out where we're meeting our clients before they work with us, like just where they're at. And so I always find this a really kind of like a grounding experience, right? Oh, you know, we're all trained in the possibility of what is available to them. We don't buy into their stories, but where they're at, it's like, yeah, I just got to meet you there. Totally understand this feels too much. It's too late, all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a definite theme, and I'll say of an age range that's probably somewhere, let's call it 35 to 55, younger than you might have expected, than I might have expected. But I don't know if that's just a reflection of this year and if that's bringing that out. Just recognizing that most of Australia's back in lockdown at the minute. So I don't know if that's just prompting that, whereas normally if things were a bit more normal, in inverted commas, whether that would actually be true.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I guess that's part of the joy of this, isn't it, for us, is that we get to see this can be contextual in your life, in this moment in your life, but it can also be contextual to what's going on around you, you know, in the wider culture, or in your community, whatever is kind of impacting the context that you have. And we know however our clients are interpreting that is going to lead to their outcomes.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So great. Thanks for sharing, Janelle. That's really helpful. I saw lots of people starting to jot things down. So I love this process of sharing, because it's like your thoughts then spark other people's thoughts. But, oh, yes, that's a good one. My clients have that too. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Anyone else want to share just kind of what came up for them, how they're sort of maybe putting together a few puzzle pieces around where their clients are at? Yeah, see. Hey, love.
Hi. I seem to have quite a theme around worthiness, not being good enough or not feeling good enough, imposter syndrome at the moment, a feeling of not doing anything well, and that resulting in, as I say, unworthiness or overwhelm, confusion, resentment, and this feeling of being out of one's depth.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing people say, or clients say yes to things that they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And also everyone else is better, got it sorted, all those other things.
Yeah.
And also a bit of resignation. It'll be fine, you know, it will get better.
Yeah.
But coupled with a bit of inaction, because the doing box is not very much, it's more ignoring and staying stuck and putting up with.
Yes.
When I was thinking about what protectors are saying, I think the message that one client in particular that I'm thinking of is, you've got to work through this, you've got to struggle on, you've got to put up with it and muddle through. It's hard, it's too hard to change is the other thing that I wonder whether is coming up as well. So it's there's a bit of struggle going on for one person that I'm thinking about in particular.
So great.
Then I'll think about it.
what I'm hearing also, Susie, is a real coherence. Mm. And I think doing this exercise when you just kind of brainstorm a little bit is super helpful for kind of looking for the common threads and the themes. So for us as coaches, I mean, I think it helps us in a number of ways, but I'm just thinking I heard about 5 or 6 different social media posts or newsletter topics just as you were talking. Right, all to say to your clients before, and prospective clients particularly, I get you, I see where you're at, and this makes complete sense, mm-hmm. and I can help. And so I think there's something about really just leaning into all of this is great information. It's really great information. Magic. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So what Susie and Janelle have shared is super familiar, I'm sure, to most of you, and that sense that, you know, this is for our clients, you can imagine, it's like, and no one taught me in school how to sort through this, right? Where was the, you know, self-development class in school? I have all of this as a challenge, and I don't really know what to do. And I'm talking to my friends who may mirror back to me the same things, or I'm not sharing it because I don't want them to know who I really am, right? So it's kind of that thing of we need someone outside of our lives that can advocate for us, that can coach us and help us to make sense of all of this, feel that reassurance, feel resourced, feel that sense of I can probably make some different choices here, even though that's a bit scary. This is where the value of our work really, really starts to shine. Okay, so just we're going to do it now, a second reflection here. And it's from your healthy self to your clients. What does your healthy self know to be true? So I've got 3 prompts to spark you. You can just choose one if you wanted to and just write on that, or you can take these away to develop further. But here's what I know about your challenge. Here's what I wish you knew. And here's what I see in your future after coaching with me, right? So from your healthy self, what do you want your dear clients to know? And we're just going to take 5 minutes. I might just pause the recording, actually, so you can just take your time. And just got to remember to do that before I do anything else. Okay. So I'm wondering, as you're just reflecting on all of this, what's coming up for you about how you can help your clients? How do you feel about that? What's coming up? Wants to share. Yeah, Catherine.
So I think the thing that comes up for me is that it is far more expansive and fun to be curious, and it's kind of life affirming and momentum building, and actually doing nothing or just existing is actually really hard work. It's draining, it takes energy. So it's kind of, for me, it's about expressing that kind of gap to them and allowing them to see that, you know, yes, it's a big step in, but actually, you know, it's a joyous step, and it's got so much on offer that can be actually quite a humorous and quite a light journey as well as quite a heavy one.
I so love that you're picking up on this, because I have found a lot of people have said, I really hesitated about working with you, like working with me, because I knew I was going to have to face all my self-doubt and I just didn't know if I could do that. And this has been way more fun than I expected, right? Like, I get that feedback all the time, like, oh, this is actually easier than I thought, or at least more fun. It doesn't feel as overwhelming and difficult as staying where I am, exactly what you're describing, that sense of I'm existing, but I'm not really enlivened and I don't know how to get there. Yeah, I think you're really picking up on like some of the fears that our clients have about their existing life, they also have about coaching with us, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make me do something I don't want to do, or look at something that feels too much, or whatever. And I think just being able to reassure our clients that we're going to meet them where they are and we'll go as far along the path with them as they want. And it will be fun. Yeah. Love it. That's a beautiful thing to share. Thank you, Catherine. Anyone else feel compelled to share? Janelle. You're muted, love. Sorry.
Hang on.
Here we go.
Try and click the right buttons in the right order. Good. That will go better. I'm in a sherry mood tonight, aren't I? Interestingly, Sass, how do I feel about how we support our clients? I didn't come into this worried at all. Maybe I was naive, or I didn't have any of those concerns about what it would bring up around my own self-doubt. Although I know smack in the middle of the course, it was like, oh, wow, this is more about me than it is about anybody else. But anyway, but what I find is really useful is that I've got, you know, I've been testing all of the techniques and the tools as I've been going along. And I just feel so much more resourced than I used to. And so I think in supporting others, and probably in supporting myself too, if I think that all the way through to the end. And what's been my biggest reflection is I'm not sure how I've been coaching for 3 years without these tools. It's like, far out, what were you doing before? From my perspective around, you know, how I feel about the supporting, it's like, oh, it's like there's obvious growth, but there's also there's a level of confidence that I didn't have before. And I think, you know, that's why I did I didn't come for, you know, what I would learn. I came to get better resource. So yeah, from that perspective, I feel like it's been very powerful.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is the thing, is when we get sold on our own coaching, right? When we're like, whatever you bring, I've got you. Whatever dear client you bring, I've got you. It's like the chances of entanglement deeply drop, you know, to much less. We want the best for our clients, and we embody what Catherine was talking about, you know, just get really curious. Where are you at? How can I help? So I think that's super, super important. Just that, however it comes to you, whether it's through these tools or another course, or there's something that happens, I think, for us as coaches where we're like, oh, this work has huge value. It's like I see it as a technology of magic, you know, it's like we know enough from all the different schools of psychotherapy and teaching and how adults learn and how adults grow and develop. And we've, you know, created this thing called coaching for pretty high functioning humans to take them from okay to better, from good to great. And it's like the playing in that space of human potential is thrilling. So thrilling. And I think when we get sold on that, it's like, I just can't wait to work with you. And that energy is so infusing for our clients. I think it's magnetic for our clients.
Yeah. I think if I reflect on my own journey, Sass, when I came out of coach training, I was at that high level and it was energetic and it was enthusing. And then both in terms of people I coach in the work environment, but also the outside clients. For me, it got to a point where the methods weren't working. I didn't feel like the methods weren't working. Now, that's not to say they weren't getting value, but it was like, well, what do I do with this person who's really, really stuck and who isn't responding to the toolkit that I did have? And I think for me, that's what actually you talk about, you know, us being, you know, the most enthusiastic so we can sell it. I was like, oh, I'm not so sure anymore. I used to think you could bring anything and I'd be okay to hold it. I'm not so sure. I need to resource up. So I think that cycle of, you know, what you call in or what comes to you, I didn't realize there was a cycle, and I'm great now that I'm in hindsight, but, you know, now that we're reaching or getting towards the end of the course, I can see that journey now.
Yeah, brilliant. I'm so glad. That's very cool. Thanks, Janelle. Okay, so what we're going to do for just the last part of this call is we're going to get into pairs, and we may actually do two groups of three. That might be more fun. And what we're going to do is just share, like, what approaches are you going to use to help your clients? Like, of where the compass tool set that's available to you, of what we've been working through over the last 6 months, where are you feeling like, oh, these are the tools that I love, that I want to super practice with my clients more, that I know can help them? Given that you've got now a kind of on a page, here are where my clients' main challenges are, here's what I know to be true. So the third piece of this is, and this is how I help. What I want you to get to by the end of this call is a sense of, I can answer those three questions. I can answer that question, what are my clients' challenges? What I know to be true from my healthy self, and how I help them. So you can offer these things up, like maybe just bottom line for your two, the other two people in your group, just bottom line for them. Here's who I work with. Very, you know, nice and quickly, and then talk about, and so these are the tools that I really want them, these are the challenges, and these are the tools that I really want to use and that I know can help them. Jot these down for them, for yourself, and have your pod mates in this call make suggestions as well. Could you use this? Could you use that? Have you thought about this? I can totally see how that would work. The idea is that you walk away going, yeah, I'm feeling resourced as the coach to be able to support my clients. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to create a couple of groups and we'll get going. Welcome back, everyone. Do you want to share anything that came up for you, what you're kind of taking away from today? What's happening? How was that process? Wants to share? Yeah, Susie.
This wasn't about a specific tool, but what I shared right at the beginning of our little chat was that I feel much more confident about expressing to a client that they've already got everything they need, and what I can do is help them to access it. Because I think I was really nervous about that before, because I'd think, oh, well, they'll say they don't need coaching if I tell them they've already got everything. And I tested it out on a sort of introductory call with somebody a couple of weeks ago. And her face sort of went, and then the sort of penny dropped for her, which was, oh gosh, I'm not broken. You know, this is not a disaster. I just actually don't know how to do this, and I do need some help. So, yeah, like I say, it's not about a specific tool, but I think I've definitely gained confidence to be able to be really clear about that up front, and to help people who seem a bit, because if you come to coaching, you're feeling overwhelmed or everything's a bit much anyway.
Yes.
So there's a bit of reassurance in that sort of statement, and I'm not going to shy away from that anymore, I think.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that you help the client just make the penny drop for them. That's perfect, right? Yeah. Nice. Thanks, Susie. Anyone else feeling they want to share anything that's coming up for them? Yeah, come on.
So I was in Susie's group and she had a really helpful analogy actually around coaching, which was for those people that have been to an airport anytime recently, was, you know, those conveyor belts that you get on, and you can get on one conveyor belt and it stops and there's a gate and you could go through that gate, but you might hop on the next conveyor belt and go to that. And that being an analogy for life is that you've got decisions and choices. And actually, if you've got the passport, you might go through the magic gate. And I loved it. I just so loved the analogy of, you know, I could really see it as an explanation of life is that, you know, it is a series of, we could just carry on the conveyor belts, not making any choices and just feeling we're stuck. And of course, between the start and the end of the conveyor belt, you kind of are stuck on it. But of course, you could walk back. You could go back to a bit that you want to explore as well. So, yeah, it was really a helpful analogy.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Do you know, you're reminding me, as you say that, Helen, you're reminding me of Matt Haig's book, The Midnight Library. I don't know if you've ever read that. And it's just that we have, there's an infinite number of lives that we could live. That's kind of the theme. You might enjoy it. It's quite an easy read, but very, very sweetly told story. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. That's so great. I love, and I think this is, you know, one of the reasons why I just love these interactive sessions, getting into small groups and just having these conversations, is that we spark each other, right? We spark each other's thinking and we start to see, oh, your clients have the same as my, I can totally see how that would work. That really helps me. Like this is all beautiful kind of resonance that's going on. So that's magic. So homework for this week is really to just keep on practicing some of the tools from the Compass module. I'd really recommend that if you haven't tried one of those tools out with a client, that you do that. Something I hear all the time, and Janelle mentioned it earlier, that the more that you use these tools with clients and see how someone who's relatively cold to coaching experiences and receives this work, and how the changes that it can help them make, I think that can really start to build your confidence as well to really just go, oh, okay, I can play with this. I can just take this one tool at a time. So if you haven't already tried something out with a client, then have a go with it. And we'll talk a little bit more about what's come up for you next week. We're moving into our final module, which is all about goals and plans and how to get things done when you have self-doubt. Usually what clients will say is, well, as soon as it goes wrong, I just quit. Or I don't make a plan because then I don't have to hold myself to anything. And so we're going to just talk about how we can really use plans and goals as tools that support us even when we've got a ton of self-doubt or other life stuff gets in the way. So I'm really hoping that you'll enjoy it. Yeah, Susie, that's brilliant. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for your contributions today. It's lovely to see you all. And yeah, I'll see you all next week. All right. Take care. Thanks, everyone. Bye. Bye.